Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. College Football Corner at 12:20. We'll start turning the page to this coming Saturday where there's one huge game. I think a bunch of other ones too.
Really?
Just a bunch of other games.
It's a bad week.
It's not a great week. Okay. But that's always when they sneak up on you, though, right? That during the season this year, that's when we've gotten those upsets. Mm-hmm. You know, you lead, and the big weeks have lived up to it as well.
Damn sure have.
But yeah, there's Georgia, Tennessee, and then I don't know what the second best game is. We'll decide. We'll come up with that in about 20 minutes, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40 as well.
Andy, you are a gambling man, and I'll dabble if there's a crap table. I'll probably jump on it. Mm-hmm. But no, it's funny because I don't know nothing about parlays and all that other stuff. But I just saw Kevin Durant, he always clapped back. And it's always these people are talking about, you messed up my parlay. And I'm just like, and so he told him, go get a job. All right, don't blame me for your gambling. That's a great response. Don't be holding me responsible for your gambling addiction.
Yeah.
When you talk about, you messed up my parlay, like, what is a parlay? What is it? Three? What?
That just means you bet on three different things, and
all three of them got to come.
All three of them have to come through,
right?
And obviously, the payout gets higher the more you add to it.
Okay,
you can have, I don't know what the biggest parlay limit is, but you can have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 uh-huh. game parlays. And
every week, someone does the full NFL schedule.
Right, right.
Like, and they're like a dollar on
every
it.
Every once in a while, somebody hits it, and they make a crazy payday, and mm-hmm. then everyone sees it, and they're like, oh, that's what I'll do.
Right.
I read a thing earlier this week, or over the weekend or whatever, that said like 93% of the revenue that these apps and sports books and everything are making are on parlays.
Right.
Because you don't win them.
Right.
You never win them.
Yeah. But it's just funny that they're going to go try to blame Kevin Durant because you didn't take a free throw or something like that. Like, I got to think about Demetrius real quick.
Hey. Oh, right. Demetrius did fire on the parlay.
He did fire on the parlay. Let me
actually, Coach, put me back in real quick.
Yeah, let me go flail real quick.
Even though I hurt my ankle and I'm going to be out for a couple weeks, you know what? Let me limp back out there. Let me knock down this 15-footer. So I can make sure
it's
that this guy hits his $1,700 parlay.
It's unbelievable.
It is and it isn't. I wish it was, but it isn't. It's funny. It's definitely
it's very funny.
It's definitely funny. I just feel like I wish it was unbelievable. It's just dumb people acting dumb is what it is.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're basing, like, this, you would pretty, no, I don't want to put nobody out, but I would think, like, how much of this is their gross income for the year?
Hopefully not a lot.
Exactly.
But if you're tweeting at an athlete for messing up your gamble, then you're dumb.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much of that?
I don't have any.
And I know $1,700 is a lot of money. It is. It is. But, like,
don't bet it.
Don't bet
if you
don't
have it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Kevin Durant's got $1,700.
That's why I said. Is it the gross of your what you make because of that reason right there? Why would you bet that knowing that right there gonna set you back for 6 months? No, I'm gonna say 6 months.
Again,
but
you just used a lot of words, and they were good words. They were great words to describe someone who's dumb. And they're capitalizing on, and many are on that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's why.
And it's this great
if
thing.
If I were to bet my money,
all
right, money that I need to feed my family and everything like that, and if I were to bet it, and I bet it on a guy, and he didn't come through, I think I'd be mad too.
You probably would.
I'd be mad at him too.
You probably would.
I mean? Yeah. So now I'm reasoning with this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, if I bet, my baby's college tuition on that, I'd be mad too.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd be pretty mad.
But you know who you should be mad at?
Yourself.
Is yourself.
But that's what I'm saying. How are you not mad at yourself for putting faith that this is going to happen for him?
Yeah.
Dog gambling.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. Exactly. But here's the thing. Like, they've made it into, and I don't want to, like, poo-poo it too much. It's a nice little check we get around every once in a while with some gambling or gambling-like products. But it's this funny thing of making it seem like you can, like, there is a smart way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And there is. Like, there's obviously people that know what they're doing and that do make money off of it and all that kind of stuff. But not most. most people.
Yeah.
Most people are just, are just regular whatever. And then they'll spend a couple extra minutes looking at this or that or looking up this stat or listening to a podcast and say, oh, I got this great insight.
Right.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. There's a reason why the casinos keep getting bigger.
Yep. That's why they got that sphere.
Yeah, man. There's a reason why all that stuff keeps growing.
You want to do that while we're out there?
The sphere?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I don't know. What do we got to do?
I don't know.
Just, like, go look at it?
No, not the sphere. What's the thing I'm thinking about?
Yeah, like the big.
I need to figure out who's playing.
Yeah, the sphere.
Like Saturday night.
You want to do it?
Go see it, whoever.
But we don't
it is.
Get there till Sunday. We're not going to get there till Sunday, unfortunately. But.
Donna, last time we were in Vegas, they went. Her and her sister went. And she said, I probably wouldn't have liked it because it's like high up.
Okay.
But I mean.
Who'd they see?
I don't know what they went and saw.
Okay.
I honestly don't know what they went and saw, but I know her and her sister went. But yeah, you want to check it out?
I would love to.
Okay.
It would be awesome if someone was playing also, but I don't know who
they
is or isn't.
They also put really cool stuff on the outside of it too, though.
So okay. No. I definitely want to go see it.
Okay.
And I'll go see anybody with you there.
But me
I don't
too.
Care.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care who it is.
There are certain artists that would
you
be.
You said you get there when? December?
December 15th.
When
we're out
the 15th
there.
15th is no good.
Why?
No one's playing.
Oh.
Dang it.
The 14th, you got the Eagles.
What were they, the Eagles?
The Saturday night.
What about Monday?
Monday we got to go to football.
No, there's no shows Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, man. That's when we're there.
That's when we're there. Damn.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
Who would have been the funniest artist for us to go see together at the Sphere
the
in Vegas? That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. The Eagles? Me at the Eagles concert? Yeah.
You're a pretty big Eagles guy, though.
I mean, you know me, dog. I can't get enough of them.
Desperado.
Can't help it. That's crucial conflict, Desperado.
Well, like, YouTube recently done a residency out there at the Sphere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, who got a residency out there? Is Celine still out there?
I think she's out there, but she's not at the Sphere.
She's not doing great health-wise.
Yeah, I'm with it. Bunk on that one.
Yeah, I think Celine's kind of struggling.
Oh, I don't know.
No, why would you? I'm just letting you know.
Oh, okay.
She's powering through it.
Is Wu-Tang out there soon?
Now, that would be really fun.
I know Wu-Tang had is having one or about to have one.
Like, if it was Usher?
I was there when Usher was there.
Okay.
And I was not going.
Neither
was she.
That's what I thought. I was because there are some artists that you definitely wouldn't go see with me.
When we were there, her friend,
D'Angelo.
They were like,
there.
We're all going.
You want to go?
They were like, we're all going, because it's a four wedding. And so they're like, we're going to have a bachelor party. We're all going to go to the Usher concert.
Sure.
And I was like, I'm not included in all of us, right? She's like, no, it's going to be all the girls and everything like that. I'm like, fine, whatever. Well, it got to a point where, it sounds good when you're not there, but when you're on ground, everybody, all of a sudden, their pockets ain't right. So I'm assuming they thought that this young lady had the hookup.
Oh.
No, she had hookup for seats for y'all to give her money to pay for.
Oh.
Yeah.
So nobody went.
Yeah, nobody went.
Oh. Well, should have talked that one through before they got there. All right. Well, anyway, hopefully, maybe we'll get to see it. Maybe they'll show, some highlights or something on the side of it, and we can see it. Or there's not sides because it's a sphere, but you know what I mean. It's one continuous surface.
I can't wait.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, NFL no huddle every day to kick off the hour. Let's start with Kirk Cousins talking about the offense.
Yeah, I just think we can be better. We haven't played our best football. We're leaving things out there, and anytime you do that, it's extremely frustrating. So you come back to work, and you try to put together that game next Sunday. It's tough when you know how much offense we left out there today.
Yeah, they did.
A lot.
Certainly from a special teams perspective. They have climbed up to top five in terms of total yards per game.
That's right.
They're fifth in the NFL in terms of yards per game. Yeah, I'm not either, but remember how it started?
Mm-hmm.
Like, September was rough.
Yeah, because your quarterback wasn't right.
Yep.
You're still trying to figure out as far as offensively, your play caller trying to figure out how to use guys here and there. It was a trust thing with Kirk Cousins. So, yeah, I wasn't surprised. how it started. But I'm also not surprised where they are, because all Kirk Cousins' offenses are usually pretty somewhere in the top 10 to 5 in that kind of range. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
There they are. Baltimore's 1, San mm-hmm. Francisco's 2, Green Bay's 3, Washington's 4, Atlanta's 5.
There you go.
Let's hear Tua Tagovailoa hit Tyreek Hill for a touchdown last night. It's only his second touchdown of the year.
Yeah, man.
Tua takes a snap. Got it back out. Throws it. Touchdown. It's Tyreek Hill.
I'm telling you this. I thought, you know, it was funny. It was great and everything. Why are him and Odell doing a dumbass celebration like that, where they doing a double clothesline in the air? Like,
oh, I know.
Yeah, be for real.
Especially Odell's fragile self.
But yeah. I thought, you know, Miami played well defensively. They got after him.
They did.
They confused the hell out of Matt Stafford. And I know it was a lot of angst. I heard, seen a lot of people talk about, you know, the interception two or through and him going to tackle the guy and leading with his head and everything. You got to be better. Yep. I mean, I understand, but he's a football player, and at that moment, he is definitely not thinking about it.
Clearly.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. He's just not thinking. He's going out there playing football. But damn it, learn how to tackle.
Just let somebody else do it.
Yeah, because they were going to get him.
Yeah.
But at that moment, you're not looking at it.
Right. When
you're just looking at him, chasing him, and everything like that.
Yep.
But then I saw he got sacked, and he fell like he always falls, but he was able to hold his head up so it didn't happen.
Because of the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, so I mean, he got through it. There. I mean, I don't know if he was like, well, don't sleep on the Dolphins. Yeah, that's how I do it.
With him, they're pretty good.
Yes.
And they have a good defense.
Yes.
And it's just 3-6, a tough hole to climb out of. But who knows, man? Like, is their schedule hard?
It's super favorable.
Oh, it's really easy.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I mean, it's just, you know, there's so much middle class of the NFL right now. There's only a couple teams that are up here. There's only a couple teams that are out of it. Everybody's kind of in this big mix.
Mm-hmm.
And like I didn't realize their schedule was so favorable. Who knows? Like I wouldn't. They're good.
They're good.
Like,
they're good especially when he's there.
Yeah,
exactly. And they got the requisite weapons to be good.
Yeah, no doubt.
Speed, speed, speed.
So the Bears are sticking with Caleb Williams, which they absolutely should be doing.
I don't understand why there was anything about maybe him getting benched. I mean that was just a dumb thing. But they did fire Shane, and you know, my man Thomas Brown is going to be the OC. A moment, and I know people want to talk about Matt Eberflus and the whole – no, a moment like that they had in Washington can derail a team. I'm just telling you what it is.
Well, here's what's happened since that moment, right? They scored a touchdown right before the Hail Mary, right?
Yep.
They haven't scored a touchdown since. That was the only touchdown they scored that day. So they scored one touchdown that day. Since they gave up the Hail Mary, they haven't scored any in two games.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bad. Most teams score one.
And Caleb holding the ball.
It definitely.
You know,
definitely.
I mean, they're just not playing well. They're not playing well. They're not using Swifty right. Their O-line is regressed, in my opinion. And Caleb is going through that rookie stuff right now. I'm not ready to give up on him like everyone.
No, they need to keep Caleb
but
out
they got,
there
he, that's the only way he can
and
learn.
Let him learn. He has less passing yards this season than their punter has yards punted.
I believe it.
That's crazy.
That's bad.
It doesn't happen.
Yes.
Like,
that's bad.
Yeah.
That's
bad. Their punter has accounted for more punting yards than he has in passing yards. You know? You don't want to see that. Here's Micah Parsons clearing up what he actually meant when he said the thing about his coach.
So it just didn't matter to me about the player. It just didn't matter about the importance and how much, you know, they bring to the program. It has nothing to do with coaching, right? Mike is one of the most winningest coaches in NFL history. And that's, the God honest truth. We went 12-5 3 years in a row. That didn't happen because Mike's a bad coach, because he's a good coach.
All right.
And that's how I am with it.
All right.
Yeah, you said what you said. It didn't need to be said. You know, that's the only thing, whatever. I'm just like.
He didn't really walk it back.
He didn't
either.
Say anything.
Like, yeah.
That's why I'm like, everybody's like, oh, defend Micah. I don't have to defend anybody. Micah is trying, and that's athletes today, they're trying to do two things. They're trying to be a player while also being in the media and reacting to when the media questions the player with their media.
Yeah,
because he's like. He said, I'm not going to address it here. I'm going to wait to say it on my podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
Which is what he did. Which is what we just played you on the radio.
Yes.
So now you've heard his podcast.
Yeah, so that was his podcast.
Which is the goal.
That wasn't him sitting in the locker room with the Dallas Cowboy reporters.
Right.
That was him doing that right there. But it's a wild world.
It's
a complete mess down there, man. It's a complete mess down there. And, I mean, I saw Jerry this morning. He said, he don't want to say rebuild without saying rebuild. He said, anybody that goes who wants it as bad as me.
But you can't. With all the money they have.
I mean, they're not rebuilding. They're not rebuilding nothing, but they're going to have to figure out something.
Dak's out for the year, by the way.
Yeah, he's had surgery tomorrow. He has surgery tomorrow on that hamstring.
The prognosis is wonderful, is what they said.
The prognosis for what?
his injury.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, I guess. I don't know. That's okay. That's what they said. The prognosis is wonderful. Like, all right, well, all right. Next year, I guess. Then.
NFL potentially targeting Australia for an international game. I think they used to play a game back there. I'm upstairs.
That's a long ways away.
Yeah, man.
I flew back from the West Coast next to a guy from New Zealand.
Uh-huh. Is that the guy you carried on the conversation with?
It was a different conversation.
Oh, no. Is this the one who gave you relationship advice to?
No.
Okay.
No, this is a different guy. He's a tractor salesman in New Zealand.
Sweet.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come on, baby.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Mm-hmm. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get into a college football corner in just a couple of minutes. As well as the second edition of the playoff rankings will come out tonight. Still a lot of games to be played, so just, you know, take it accordingly. Still a lot of football left, so if your team's not where you want them to be, well, let them win or lose, and then they'll be where they deserve to be. But that'll come out tonight, and people will react to it. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams will join us in an hour from right now as well. Get his thoughts on what went on in Mississippi over the weekend. Start turning the page to Tennessee as well.
Dude, I am a get-off-my-lawn guy when it comes to some fashion things, Bunk, but I'm getting better at trying to appreciate this new, this new fashion trend that athletes in their tonal walks are going through. Mm-hmm. But some things, you should have left that in damn Indonesia or wherever you got it from, all right? Because I thought,
for instance?
Like this Deebo Samuel, and I had to go back and look at it again. And I looked at it from a standpoint of, who told you that looks good? Because...
Can I see it?
Yeah, here it is right here. Hold on, let me put up. Because I always say this. A lot of times when we talk about agents and agents that work for you and everything.
Yeah.
Your stylist works for you. And a lot of these dudes, they get these stylists and everything, and they put together outfits for them to wear in the tunnels and everything like that. You can't say no. All right? Like, there's a possibility that you could probably... I can't find it now.
Oh.
That you could probably say no to a situation that has you wearing Doc Martens, high black socks, booty shorts, and a leather jacket, right? There is a way that you can just say no. And I think that...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and I think it's just, you got to... But I know everybody doing Fashion Week, and everybody going to be over in Perry, and all that other good stuff.
Which
is cool.
Oh, wow.
But just, like, I don't know.
That's a... Nah, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like got, like, short leather shorts on. Like real short.
Yes, he has short leather shorts with a slit.
With a slit.
Yeah, with
a
slit.
Like a skirt.
With a slit.
Or like a skirt.
Yeah.
It's like a leather skirt.
Yeah, with a slit. With
you
a
know
slit
what? Can I tell you
Doc
what?
Martin.
Can I tell you what irritates me? 30-second ad video for an 11-second video. Boy, is that annoying. Shouldn't be allowed to do that.
So
like, the ad video should have to be shorter than the video.
So do that. But
not
that's what
fair.
I'm saying. And I know these dudes, they want to be in the fashion, and that's fine. Whatever. But some of it, you just got to tell your stylist no. You just got to tell them no.
I just, like, man. Yeah,
you got to tell them no.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry, I can't wear that.
It's just so
you're not,
outrageous.
Because you're not, because no, this is how they probably get in the way anyway. You're it's a daring look for you.
Yeah, it's bold.
It's bold.
It's bold. You're taking a
it's
risk.
It's very artistic.
You're really taking a
yes,
risk.
Yes, you're taking a risk.
Yeah. This was the hottest outfit at Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah. No.
The other thing is, I always think about, like, all right, he's Deebo Samuel. Like, he makes $100 million. He's going to the game to go be a professional badass. Like, all right, he looks silly. We're kind of having some fun with it, but at least he's walking in to go do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I just like to think of like a regular, like what if like
a regular guy walking around?
What if like, like what if Dylan showed up, you know? Like what if Dylan showed up at the 92.9 game just like walking in like that?
Then that would be a problem.
It would just be very, it's like, it's so much more acceptable when these guys do like walk into an NBA locker room wearing a sweater that's like, you know, like Kyle Kuzma does.
But that's what I'm saying.
But like if Garrett showed up, you know?
Yeah. Looking like that. All that. I was like, why? What is it? He lost a bet. Really?
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
It looks like it.
It looks like it.
Because he looks like he's dressed like somebody's girlfriend. Like, that's what he looks like he's dressed like.
Yeah. But that's why I'm like, duh. I mean, the fashion is what the fashion is. I know on game day, I was always clean. Wore suits on the road game. Wore nice, whatever, home game and everything like that. But it wasn't nothing bold. It wasn't like, damn,
what
Randy?
Would you say would be your boldest game day?
Oh, man.
Two-stadium outfit.
Oh, man. Because it was crazy. Cause I was living in Miami, Andy, and so I think it was my second year in the league. I wore Dickie suits to every home game.
That's just great.
Yeah, I went down to that. Everybody, there, if you live in Miami, you go down to the flea market down there, and I went down to the flea market and got like 12 Dickie suits.
And all the colors.
All the colors. The brown was always the best.
Hey, man. No, yeah, navy blue Dickies?
Yeah, I wore that to every single home game, my second year in the league. But it was, after that, it was nothing just – because then I started.
That's a great.
Then
look.
I started getting a little change, so I would get tailored.
You have to buy 12 Dickies.
Yeah, I would get tailored button ups and stuff, and I wore that to the game.
That's nice.
But these cats here, it's just like, what the hell with it.
Yeah,
the hell with
it's
it.
It's a new day.
Yeah, man.
It's a new day.
I'm just not. I'm not feeling it.
Me either.
I'm not feeling it.
You and me are on the same page today. Look at us.
I'm not feeling that.
Black hoodie sweatshirt.
We both got black hoodies on.
Look at that.
Yeah. It was a little cold. It was more taken out of the trash.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Yeah.
But not too cold. You have shorts on,
yes,
too?
Yes, I do.
Look at that. Black. Look at that.
Yeah, man. Coordinating.
Twin day. On accident. Yeah. It's an accident. People mistake us for twins. Well, I took his sweatshirt off. They don't want to be my twin. Seems like an insult. All right. Let's get to a college football corner.
That was just hot.
Twinsies.
I was just hot.
Still want to do some Saturday stuff, or do you want to look ahead to this Saturday?
There's nothing else to look back for Saturday.
Kirby talked about the Georgia player celebrating after a loss.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Do you want to hear him call him one?
Why not?
All right.
What an idiot. I mean, just stupid.
Yes.
Okay, we got to clip that.
I didn't see it till today, but
that's a drop.
He's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. He grew up and played with there at Buford and knows him, hadn't seen him in forever, but just not real smart. Yeah. But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like
fair enough.
My focus is on Tennessee. I'm not worried about that.
Fair enough. And that's where Kirby's focus should be.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a little lack of self-awareness
that's
there.
That's it, man.
It's also never good when – I don't really talk about this guy ever before. You ever talked about this player ever before?
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Like when the first time you get talked about is for that,
that's not good, man.
Either. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Maybe wait till after the game and meet back up with the guy
Kirby,
in the concourse or something like that, and then you can celebrate a little bit there.
It was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah.
It's not why they lost.
No, it's definitely not.
The game was already over, and it's not going to have any impact on the Tennessee game this weekend.
Does he even play? Oh,
I never heard of the guy.
Never heard of him. But, no, I mean, it's just a bad look. And it's so crazy now because you see so many different things, Andy, because everybody's zoomed in on the field. You've seen players knock out people and everything like that. And so, yeah, you just got to watch yourself be a little bit more self-aware.
When's the last time Georgia was outside the top 10?
Oh, man, probably with Fromm or something was here.
Yeah,
probably from.
Like pre-COVID.
Yeah, probably somewhere in that area.
Maybe at some point during that COVID year, because they had two losses in that season.
Oh, we did?
Right?
Yeah. But they need to be out of the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to be out of the top 10. They have not lived up to their billing. But can they get back to it? Maybe not this year, because to me, it just don't seem like it's a quick fix for them. Obviously, you got to play better and everything like that, but you got to get the receivers, ain't going to get no better. You know, the quarterback, he's in his head right now.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting question. Like, can you convince yourself that they can clean it up and fix it between now and obviously Saturday? Because they got to win Saturday. Otherwise, it's probably pointless conversation for postseason stuff. It's not a, to me, it's not a coaching issue.
No.
I know everybody wants to yell at Bobo and stuff like that, but like,
throws your hamstring.
It's a personnel issue.
It's a personnel issue.
It's crazy
issue.
To say that about Georgia, yep. who's recruited at an elite mm-hmm. level for all of
and,
Kirby's
and all
tenure.
Those, we, and
all these guys are big recruits.
And supposedly we have those guys right. that are going to be on the squad next year okay. and next man up, the next group of receivers, all those different things. But those guys are going to be young players. And I know we see young players, especially receiver position, come in, hit the ground running.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's two freshmen right
but,
now.
I mean, but I still got to focus on this season. Kirby's not going to bench Carson Beck. He's
no,
not.
He's
not going to. And people say, why won't they give Gunnar Stockton a chance or whatever? Because Kirby's seen him. That's why he ain't get no chance.
Yeah.
And also, Carson Beck is his guy.
Do you think that there's any part of that that has anything to do with the NIL commitments? Like, yeah. Carson Beck's getting a lot of money.
I believe it has
from a lot of boosters.
I believe.
You put that dude on the bench, those guys are just throwing their money out the window.
But would they want – this is what I always say about that kind of stuff. Would you rather win?
I think the answer is definitely yes.
It should be.
Yes.
It should be that. But are you telling me a Gunnar Stockton gives you a better chance, Carson Beck? You know who knows that? The guy who didn't bench Stetson Bennett went before the playoff game. Mm-hmm. He knows this. So why am I not going to doubt that? I think if Kirby felt that Gunnar Stockton gave him the best chance to win, he would play him.
Right, because that's
he would play him.
That's they have been the answer.
Yeah, he would play him
with every quarterback decision that he's made throughout his entire tenure. Even though, in hindsight, some of those quarterback decisions are questionable. Not for a while now, but going back years, I mean, that was always the knock on Kirby was, does he know how to handle that? I think the answer is yes, because they won a couple national championships. Here's Brent Key, the Georgia Tech head coach, talking about his quarterback.
Yeah, he wasn't going to, but still, we got to do what's best for the kid. We can't put him out there and put him in jeopardy of doing something. So it truly was, it was right up to the, before kickoff. We saw we'd be able to do what we wanted him to do, and he wanted to do, and he thought he was able to go out and execute.
Yeah, game time decision for Haynes King against Miami, and that was, it legitimately was. Mm-hmm. It was the week before that as well, and that's why it was so hard to analyze that game, because when they have him, they're really good.
Yeah,
like, they can beat any team in the ACC, and they've proven it, especially on Saturday by beating Miami. It's a shame that he did get hurt and miss those couple games. They lost both of those games and very, very easily could have won those games. But, him being out there on Saturday was the difference.
He's a good player, man.
He is
and we
a really
talked about
player.
Him coming into the season, how good a player he is. And they had a game plan. And Coach Key and those guys in Boston, they designed a game plan that was going to mash out on Miami.
Does Georgia Tech have a better quarterback than Georgia right now?
Yes.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the only reason I say that is because they're different style of quarterback.
Sure.
They're very different style quarterbacks.
But if you had them, you'd run the offense like that.
Yeah, you run the offense like that. But they're very different style quarterbacks.
Been a while since you said that, probably.
Yeah. They're different style quarterbacks. So it's hard for me to say that he's playing. He's playing what he does for his skill set is better than what Carson's doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Carson's turning the ball over.
Yes.
Like, you can have whatever skill set you want. If you got 12 interceptions and 10 touchdowns in SEC play, you're not helping your team win.
Yeah.
Like, you're hurting your football
team. You are.
And that's what he's been doing, unfortunately. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Get some final thoughts on the loss to Ole Miss. Tonight's playoff rankings and certainly the big game day in town on Saturday night against Tennessee. It's as big as they get, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was going to be big anyway, but it's back against the wall time for the Georgia Bulldogs on Saturday night in Athens against Tennessee. So we'll get BA in here and then an hour away from the AMA.
No, you're absolutely correct, Buck. It was going to be a fun big game because it was going to be the biggest game of the weekend anyways because of, like you said, who's playing what other teams are playing. But, this is Georgia's – I hate center season. Their playoff hopes on the line. They still got Tech and everything like that.
Right.
But you still got to go out and take care of business. And from what I read, I think he's going to end up playing. But Nico's hurt. He's banged up right now. They're about their quarterback. And I got banged up with Nico this morning, dude. Out there, Different Nico, man. I slipped on that dude, that wet grass, bro, this morning. Right leg went one way, left leg went the other way, dog.
What'd you land on?
Landed on my ass.
Oh,
yeah, dog.
That's a tough way. What time of day is this?
It was like 6:15.
Man, that's a tough.
Yeah, because he had.
Sun's not even up yet.
He had something in his mouth, and I was like trying to reach and grab it, and I was like charged and slipped. God don't like ugly. Bust my ass.
You all right?
Oh, no, I'm feeling that, dog. I'm feeling that.
Still?
Yeah, man.
Dang, all right.
Yeah, dog, because the leg, the split. And
when that happens, like that happens, and you're the only one out there. It's you and the dog,
yeah.
Right? You guys have cameras back there?
Of course we do.
Do you look around to see if anybody saw you or pop up immediately? What do you do?
Oh, I mean, we're still dark, so. But no, well, the first thing you do is you delete. Yeah, you delete
the footage?
Yeah, delete the footage. I don't want her seeing me like
anytime
that.
Anytime something like that happens, yeah. The first thing I do is I look around like, did anybody see me?
Yeah,
do
I don't. I don't want.
All right,
my,
thank
I don't,
God.
I don't want my wife to see me fall like that.
Let's
man.
Reassess.
And then lay and have to roll all the way over to get up.
How long were you down for?
I was down for about a minute, dog. Hey, man. Hey, dog.
It's early. It's early
Dude,
in the
it
day.
Hurt, dog. It hurt.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. Man.
I would laugh at it because
no,
it's funny. I hit that damn ground so hard.
I'm laughing at the situation.
And he just come over there. Did he come lick your face? Like, dude, go away, man. All right? I told your ass to stop he likes to rip up the damn mats outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I try to grab from him. And boy, if I ain't bust my. Yeah, dog.
Sorry to hear
it's
that.
A Randy print in your backyard.
An outline of a man.
Yeah, it's a Randy body print back there, dog. I hit that damn ground hard as hell.
All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Bo Johnson. We shocked him. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Sometimes the buttons just don't push.
Yeah, right? Buttons stick sometimes.
Or your finger misses. Anyways. So before the Giants and the Panthers squared off in jolly old Germany last week, I played y'all some audio from Xavier Leggett about going over to Germany and getting some food because he was a really picky eater. Well, Xavier Leggett found some food. So the clip I'm about to play you is someone in Germany giving him what looks to be to me like a several meat sticks. Because, you know, Germans are real big on the meat sticks and whatnot. Sausage is real big over there.
Yeah.
So,
famously.
Yeah.
Famously into meat sticks.
Here it is.
I have some chicken wine. Do I need to cook it? Let me try. Okay. I like that one.
Do you have any food since you arrived?
I have some chicken wine. They had a little different taste to them. Like y'all use a different twang of barbecue stuff. But they're right here. I like it right here.
Stop doing damn interviews, man. They're doing this to make fun of you.
Yeah, we're not making fun of him.
Yeah.
We're just enjoying him.
He's playing pretty good. Like,
oh, well, international.
He's playing great. Four touchdowns on the year already.
Yeah.
He's well aware that people are on social media talking about his accent. I don't think it bothers him. He only says, because I found another clip of him, he only says that they've never heard anybody from McCollum, South Carolina or something like that. I'm like, do all y'all talk like that?
I'm so
Maybe
curious.
So.
I'm sure, like, similar.
Yeah,
right?
It has
like,
to be similar.
Usually, I mean, I guess sometimes people just have complete outlier accents, but
yeah.
He learned to talk like that from people that talk like that.
Yeah, you
I
don't
would
just
assume.
Pick it up. But you get it from being surrounded by people.
And I would imagine, too, there's a time in his life where he didn't think anything of it. Like, everyone talked like that around him. Like, I don't know when when it comes to your attention that, oh, not everybody talks like this?
Right.
Oh, okay, I guess you watch TV or whatever, but like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he feels like he talks pretty normal. Compared
well,
to
does
all the people
to
that he grew up. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Y'all
exactly.
Just never heard me before.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody talks normal.
Listen
depends
harder.
On where you are.
So, Fran Brown, head football coach of Syracuse University, the Orangeman, has a very different way of punishing himself when he does not win a football game. And I don't know, maybe everybody can take a kind of an example from old Fran Brown.
Honestly, I got like a ritual. Like, when we lose, I ain't even getting a shower till early this morning. I just be mad. I just brush my teeth. But it's like, I don't deserve soap. I don't deserve to do all that. I'm just focused on, like, trying to get back and trying to make sure that our players mentally understand and know that I let them down, that they didn't do it. You know, I just wake up all night, especially when you lose. You, like, wake up like, damn, it really happened. You know, it really happened that way. So it's just different pieces. And then I just move on. There's a process that I follow every week, win, lose, or draw. Only thing is, like, my wife, I can't sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
If we lose, because I ain't going to get in the shower for that day, I'm just mad, and I just sit there. I just brush my teeth. That's what I have to do, so y'all won't say my breath stink, but I'm just kind of locked in at certain things, certain ways. I think you gotta earn the right to do certain things, so, you know, winners get washed. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loser. I just kind of waited a little bit.
Winners get washed.
I don't think there's any reason why, unless you can't. At least, unless you can't, or you don't have, you're not able to, or whatever.
Sure.
That you should have a shower.
Yeah, like if you have access to a shower, I don't think anyone's going to be You lost the game, but I still think you know, you should probably go get in there.
You should probably want to take a shower.
Get a rinse off.
You know what I mean?
Like, you're causing yourself way more strife than you need to.
Yes.
Because, I mean, obviously you're going to be upset you lost a football game. You're the head coach of a major program. You want to win. But don't get yourself kicked out of your own marital bed.
Yeah, dog.
Also, I mean, that's not healthy.
I mean, I hate losing and everything like that. And we all know that. I've talked about my family. They know that if Brandy loses, we're gonna go to pick up some food on the way to the house. We're not going out to dinner and that like that. So, but I still would shower.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, friend, that don't sound very bad. Teach his own. If you feel like you need to deprive yourself of cleanliness because you lost a football game, hey, more power to him.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be a team thing? If the head coach isn't going to shower, then y'all shouldn't be
showering. Oh, hell no.
Well, at least he didn't play.
Exactly. He didn't play in
those
the game.
Those guys were in pads.
Yeah. He didn't play in the game. And
they play indoors?
Yeah. But, I mean,
well, that's not too bad.
But and everybody's had that teammate that takes shower pills for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, no, we just played in the game.
Just bathe.
Well, I barely played. You had a uniform on, right?
Yeah.
You went out through warm-ups and all that. You going to take a shower? You gonna put your nice clothes back on to get on this damn airplane.
Maybe you're shower shy.
I guess.
Some people are shower shy. I don't like to get in there.
And that could be
around
it.
Around others.
That could be it, dog. But, yeah, grown man taking shower pills after practice.
I also I'll go a step one further. Like, I like to shower. It's kind of nice. It's like a nice little, you know, I don't take long showers.
Kind of annoying late at night, though.
What is late at night?
When you have to shower late at night.
Oh.
Like coming home from a softball game.
Yeah, you didn't get home till late. But I don't know. It's nice.
Still nice, though.
Yeah.
Not trying to take anything away from the shower.
It's a nice little, you know, it's a nice little thing to do for yourself, you know. Get a nice
loofah. Reward yourself.
Reward yourself. Get like a nice smelling soap or something, you know. Enjoy it.
So, Viking
safety. You smelling like berries, don't you?
Lavender. Oh,
lavender berries.
I really like lavender.
Yeah, lavender berries.
My wife gets this lavender body wash that every time I use it, it just feels luxurious.
I have something right now flavored with cucumber, and boy, do I hate it.
Oh, you don't like cucumbers, huh?
Well, I don't like the smell or the, like, cucumber. I love cucumbers, and I love pickles.
Okay.
I don't like cucumber-flavored stuff, and I don't like cucumber-smelling stuff.
And you use this?
It's soap. I have to. I bought 8 bars of it, so I'm not going to throw it away.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw it out.
Oh, man. My mom and dad told me not to waste
it. Why'd you buy 8 bars?
Why'd you buy it if you don't like how it smells?
Well, so it's aloe and cucumber, so I didn't think it would be that heavily cucumbered. It was like Lever 2000. It was on sale.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like Irish Spring. You know,
yeah,
I like to open the box of Irish Spring with soap.
It's a great smell.
That stuff smells great.
Great smell.
But just so happens that day, Lever 2000, it smells like cucumbers, was cheaper.
Okay.
I don't buy the soap. The soap shows up, I use it.
Oh, no, I can't.
Good call there.
No. There's a couple rules in the shower. And her friend, don't use her razors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't shave, baby, so you never worry about
that. That's fine.
That was something we first moved in together. And then don't use her body wash or shampoo. That's perfectly fine with me. Because she like I like that smell, but I don't want to smell like her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
so do you just use the body wash that Ashley buys, or does she buy you your own?
I just use whatever's in there.
I buy my own, I use my own. I don't like the trail smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is me. That's why I don't wear aftershave and all that stuff. I don't like the trail smell.
Mm-hmm. I don't make that body wash money yet, so still got to stick with the bottle bars.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
8 bars for $5.
We got that Suave bottle.
Throw
Suave.
It in there. So Viking safety Cam Bynum hardly ever gets to score touchdowns because he's a safety, but when he does, he has fantastic touchdown celebrations, and he had one this past Sunday. Where he did a little break dancing.
I'm a big fan of Ray Gunn, especially after the Olympics when we all found out about her. And I saw it coming back up recently. But ever since I saw her do that dance and her do her performance in the Olympics, I was like, I need to bring this back in an NFL game. And I don't think anybody would have the guts to do it. So I memorized it and studied her. And had to memorize the dance because I'm like, one of my interceptions, I have to do it. So, I'm excited about the catch and the interception, but my biggest thing was to get that celebration off, and I got it, and I'm happy.
It was freaking
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very funny.
It was
the entire
freaking
dance.
Very awesome.
He did a great job.
And he did, I mean, he had the
everybody
whole
knew what he was
everybody
doing.
Everybody knew what he was doing.
It's like, oh, that's the lady from the Olympics.
Yes, it was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
The celebration was great.
Now,
really
she
was.
Has, since the Olympics, quit breakdancing because people were so mean to her. But Cam Bynum did say that he would like to collab. I don't know what they would collab on. Maybe a dance.
What is she?
Instructional
what
dance.
What is she doing now?
Well, she was like a teacher or a physicist.
Because she wasn't no break dancer.
No.
She scammed her way into the
right.
Olympics.
But right, look, right. All the hoity-toity break dancer people that she brought eyes onto the sport.
No, like, she didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Not the right kind of eyes, though. Right? Like, no one was watching it like, oh, now I'm interested in breakdancing.
Pub is good pub, right?
I don't feel that way.
No?
No.
No.
We're making fun of her, right?
Like, yes. But people pay attention to breakdancing, though, maybe.
The whole event became a roast.
They banned, like, and then now they're not doing it again. Like, they did it once.
I don't think that was because of her, though, right?
I don't maybe. Think she helped. Like, I don't think she helped the future of Olympic breakdancing.
She would help more if she promised to go back, if we're being honest.
Right, yeah.
Like, more people would be like, what sort of terrible disaster is she going to do this time?
I do, like, there is an argument to be made for every Olympic event just having a citizen in it, just a regular citizen.
This is my argument.
So you can see how impressive it is
like
what people are actually doing. Just like let me go out there and run the 100 meters
Why?
Against them. Just to be like, oh, damn, they really are moving
fast. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
because when they're against each other, you don't get a sense of how fast they are.
Yes, you do.
Well, you do. They're fast.
Yeah.
But it's like compared to other fast people. You put like just a regular guy out there, hilarious.
Oh, way against that right there. I don't want to see that crap.
I think they do.
Yeah, nobody was.
Just
nobody
two regular dudes in a canoe trying to keep up.
Nah.
Nobody wants to see an Abe. All right?
Yeah, they do.
That's the first thing I'm thinking about is Abe asked, well, I can do it. I know, and he would be proud that he came within like 60 meters.
Yeah, I got to the Olympics. Well, you got to the Olympics because they wanted just a regular guy to demonstrate how special these people are. Just like a barometer of specialness. I think it would really drive it
what
home.
What if something goes horribly wrong and that guy ended up winning somehow?
There's no way in hell.
Speed skating.
Everyone gets like.
Speed skating, guys fall. They just get taken out the whole but sometimes.
Well, that would be unfortunate. Yeah, no one would like that.
Outside of shooting,
short track, by the way, not long track.
What could a regular
Apollo
Joe
Anton
actually
Ono.
Win?
Huh?
What could a regular Joe actually win outside of shooting? Because that's kind of been happening.
No regular person could win anything at the Olympics.
I didn't even not the hammer throw.
No.
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 Maybe not even shooting.
None of them. None of them.
None.
Everyone who makes the Olympics and wins the medal. This is like you guys over there. You guys over there, always trying to.
What about archery?
No, those people are incredible. They've
trained
their whole life.
Do you know how far that shot is?
70 yards.
They've trained their whole.
They also cheat.
You think? See, Bo thinks he can do it.
They're
both. He's not as bad as Abe.
He's not as bad as Abe. No.
But he thinks he can do it too.
Abe thinks he can compete in something.
You can't.
Take all those cheating devices off the bow
these
and let's shoot the bow that I have in my closet.
People spent their whole lives.
No.
Actually, you're right. I do. I think I could play team handball.
You couldn't.
Yeah,
they
you ever
go
seen those guys?
Do it.
You can
that
play
goalie
what?
Makes one save every
play?
Tournament.
Team handball.
I didn't know. Is that an
team
Olympic
handball?
Event?
Then
yeah.
Go do it.
You don't want to show.
Go do it. Play goalie for team handball.
Then go do it. Like, if you can, then do it. This, no one's stopping you. It's a free world, free country, at least. Go do it. Go make the team. Because you can't. All right. Here's what I can do. I can go to break. We'll come back and do the final hour of the show. Brandon Adams will join us in a half an hour. We'll get back to the big story of the day in about 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.